From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will consider the case of President Trump's executive order restricting travel. And in the meantime, much of the order may take effect. Trump's revised executive order, referred to as a travel ban, halted travel from six mostly Muslim countries for 90 days and the nation's refugee program for 120 days. The order said these steps were necessary to revise security screening to safeguard the nation from external threats. The nation's highest court allowed the ban on travelers from Libya, Iran, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, and the suspension of the refugee program. Lara Finkbeiner is the deputy legal director of the International Refugee Assistance Project.
The fact that this is a temporary suspension gives us no comfort at all. First of all, by its own accord, the executive order can be extended for periods of time, so we actually don't know how long this is going to take place. And even in the meantime, our clients' lives are in danger right now. They're facing ongoing threats, and by delaying their cases for 10 days or 20 days or 120 days, that means that they could be killed while they're waiting for the Supreme Court to make a decision on this case.
The U.S. Supreme Court also ruled Monday that states cannot bar churches and other religious organizations from receiving taxpayer-funded grants for programs that have non-religious intent. In a 7-2 ruling, the justices sided with Missouri's Trinity Lutheran Church, which had been denied state funding for a playground improvement project. The state operates a preschool, and this church operates a preschool and daycare. This is VOA News. President Trump said Monday he thinks his predecessor, former President Barack Obama, did not react to Russian meddling in last year's election when he learned of it because he thought Trump's challenger, Democrat Hillary Clinton, would win. The Washington Post reported last week that Obama weighed for weeks how to respond to the CIA finding last August, 3 months ahead of the November 8th election, that Russian President Vladimir Putin directly ordered a cyber campaign to discredit the U.S. presidential election and defeat or at least damage Clinton and help Trump win. President Trump blames opposition Democrats as obstructionists for refusing to help Republicans in dismantling the national health care reforms championed by Obama. In a pair of Twitter comments Monday, Trump, as Senate Republicans look this week to make good on a 7-year promise to repeal the law known as Obamacare, said Democratic lawmakers have no policies or ideas. All they do is delay and complain. But already 5 Republican senators have said they cannot support the bill as it stands now. A plea by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to Gulf states to tone down their rhetoric in a rapidly escalating diplomatic standoff involving Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and 3 Saudi allies appears to be falling on deaf ears. Bahrain, one of the Saudi allies, has accused Qatar of creating a military escalation in the deepening dispute by letting in more Turkish troops. The American company that made cladding used in London's Grenfell Tower, where 79 people died after the building caught fire early this month, has said it will stop global sales of the product. Arconic cited inconsistencies in building codes around the world for stopping the sales. The shares fell over 11% after it was linked to the fire in London. A rights group and the wife of Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez are demanding that authorities investigate allegations that he is being tortured in a military prison. Lopez is a leader of the Popular Will Party and the former mayor of a district in Caracas. He's serving a 13-year sentence in a military prison for allegedly inciting violence during a 2014 anti-government march that left 43 people dead. As of Sunday, Maduro's administration had not responded to torture allegations. You can find more on these and other stories around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.